Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Make sure you check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. It's really interesting. There is a lot of information that can help you improving relationships at work, play, or personal. Dr. Braccio, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm in a good mood, and thank you for those comments. And I do think we can help people with a lot of ideas, a lot of audio, a lot of written things for no cost on our website, drjohnb.com. Thank you, Tony.
Let's talk about the importance of being able to say no without guilt or shame. I've learned over the years when I'm talking to my kids to try and say no as little as possible, but to say not now, or let's try this, or maybe we ought to do that, just so they don't get that ingrained in their brains. But we still need to know how and when to say no, especially when we're dealing with adults.
I think the word no is a good word, okay? I know it sounds like a funny way to put it, and yes is a good word, but I believe it's very critical as we live a life that we don't allow people, in effect, to take advantage of us using guilt, using bullying tactics, using whining, call it whatever you will, to push us into doing things that we really don't want to do, we really shouldn't be doing, and leading to a time where we feel bad about ourselves, we can even be neglecting family, friends, and jobs as we're doing things other people keep pushing on us and asking to do. So it is critical to learn how to say no. Now, as a child, with a parent, I think that's a case of parents trying to work on priorities for children, you know, trying to say, here's what we need, you need to do this, and then, unfortunately, sometimes kids learn the word no too quickly in terms of don't even do things they're supposed to do. But so it's a balancing act between saying no when it's appropriate or saying, trying to compromise, we'll do this, can we do this a little later? Can I help you at a different time? Can I do this at a different time? Versus the no, I won't, or yes, I will, two extremes. It's just learning how to lead a balanced life, help others, help ourselves, and do it in a reasonable and fair way.
You know, saying the word no can be tough during the holidays, whether it's at work where things need to get done and people want time off, or we've got a million rallies coming over. Yeah. It's a tough time.
It's a very tough time, Tony, and it's also a time where, unfortunately, the busiest people tend to be pushed to do the most, because I have definitely found if you're a do-gooder and a do-getter and you're a go-getter and you get things done, people often keep pushing for you to do things and see you as the person to save them. And this is the time of year where people literally get overwhelmed and they're unhappy. They really become unhappy during the Christmas period, during Hanukkah period, during times that there ought to be, these are times to celebrate, and people are overwhelmed. They've got relatives coming. They've got to buy this. They have to make this. They have to do this. And that's where people have to really learn how to say, no, I can't do that. No, I won't do that. Or yes, I will. But get some balance. And one good way to do this is to determine before this period comes. Now, we're talking during the holiday time now, is determine what you're going to do and what you're not going to do, because otherwise, there are a lot of people out there ready to bombast you with do this, do that type things, and we have to learn how to say no and get a balance in our lives.
All right. Any other hints for learning to say no without
yes.
Without the guilt or the shame, especially at work?
Well, I think what we have to do, we have to be looking at what our priorities are. You know, if we have responsibilities, first of all, to keep ourselves sane and healthy, but we also have responsibilities with family, with friends. We also need quality time even with ourselves. We have to be able to deal with hobbies. We need to get relaxation in our life. And this is when we do things, we have to get balance. That's a key word. And at work, at home, call it what you will, the overwhelmed people, people we see all the time in our work with extreme anxiety, are those that really don't know how to say no, and they're bullied. People whine to get things. They use guilt on them. They compliment them, like, you're the one person I can count on, as they keep coming to you to do things. So you just have to learn how to say no. And if you're in the work situation, and someone wants you to do 10 things, you can say, look, prioritize, I'll work hard at each one, I'll do the best I can, but you have to get some balance, Tony, or you're going to get extreme anxiety, you're going to get depression, and you may even have some real physical problems coming up with headaches and even strokes. So it's pretty critical that we learn how to take care of ourselves and do it in a way that we don't allow others to take advantage. And this is very hard for many people that have really been, it's been ingrained to them. They can't say no, and people use guilt on them. But those are whole separate topics themselves. But let's go forward and have a good holiday Christmas period, and let's just enjoy it.
It's like Mr. Miyagi from the Karate Kid says, Danielson, you need balance.
We definitely need balance. That's the magic word for all of us, Tony.
Thanks so much, Dr. B.
Always a pleasure, my friend.